So, invite you now to listen through that passage again, I suppose, in a way, but this time visualizing and reflecting on this passage. So imagine yourself in the room within the house of Mary. Maybe this helps so that you can imagine what the room may have been like. The house of Mary, Martha and Lazarus. You've been invited to a special meal. Notice how the senses of touch, taste, smell, sound and sight come into this story, making the events very vivid, very in the moment. Try and think how your body reacts to such things. So a celebration meal is taking place. What we've got here is olives. We've got some bread. We've got grapes. Possibly a cup of wine would be there. And of course, lit by a candle, the only source of light they would have in the evening in the house. But all things that would be available. The best food is served. Imagine some of the flavours of the best Palestinian dishes at the time. Imagine Martha serving. Look at the expression on her face as she serves Jesus and as she enjoys the appreciation of Jesus for this meal and the flavours that she's crafted. Feel in your own mouth water. See Lazarus attentive and laughing. Hear the disciples chatting away. Everyone is having a good time. Notice the sensations in your own body of a good party going well. And hopefully we've all experienced that at some time in our lives. But now we have also a jug. A jug that Mary brings. We're told of jug of pure nard. She kneels in front of Jesus. Watch as she takes off his sandals. She anoints his feet with the nard. She wipes them with her hair. It's quite shocking, but also tender and sensuous. Notice how the room has gone quiet. Everyone is staring in astonishment. Can you smell the perfume? Maybe if you've got a scented candle lit, you can smell that. How is your body feeling? How are you reacting to being present at this meal? Are you embarrassed? Are you with those who are recoiling and thinking, what's going on? Are there tears for this act that Mary is doing? Do you want to run away, not be part of it? Now Jesus is there. What do you see him do? What does Mary do? Do you see Judas maybe standing up in a corner and start to complain about the waste of money that this is? It's harsh. His mocking voice. He's now complaining at Mary for what she's doing and complaining at Jesus for allowing this to happen. How does that make you feel? But look again at Jesus. noticing the calm affirmation of Mary. This is an example of Jesus saying we all need compassion. Yes, even he needed this act of love and thanks and compassion, whether Mary knew it or not. He knew where he was heading, to Jerusalem, to torture, to pain, to denial, to betrayal, to death. We all need love and compassion. Can you imagine a life without anybody acting like that towards you? That nobody shows you love, nobody shows you compassion, not even your family. Can you imagine that? Your family, your friends, even maybe people you don't even know have done so in your life. And one thing is for sure, if we are followers of Jesus, we need to show that love and compassion to all those around us. In fact, we are commanded to do so. The King of Heaven came to earth, lived as a human, taught us how to live, went to his death so that we might live and be reconciled to God. What do you think our response to that should be? As Paul said, nothing else matters. Doesn't matter what I have, what I may have earned, all my possessions, or anything else. It is all nothing compared to the love that God offers us through Jesus Christ. So what is God's word of life to you in that story? How would you like to respond? Is there some action God wants you to take to say thank you? We are all called to be compassionate. In this story, Mary showed her love and her compassion by giving something that was very, very expensive to repay Jesus and to send him on his way to what he had to do. Are we like Mary and will show that love and show that love to others? Or are we like Judas, who says, this is just a waste. Why are you doing this? But his motives were wrong. And let us not forget that love and compassion and that ultimate sacrifice that Christ Jesus gave for us. How do we repay? How do we act to repay what Christ gave for us? If you're struggling with what you might be able to do, then you could look at the Methodist website and search for Walking with Micah, which may help. Walking with Micah is an initiative from the Methodist Church which gives ideas about how we can help in our communities worldwide. And let's face it, we all need it. Some of us have got the capability of helping others and showing Christ's love.